morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week I have been talking about the resurrection of Jesus. It's not just a one-day event. There is one day that Jesus rose, but then he kept appearing to the disciples, to Mary Magdalene, to the women. Later, he appeared to James. He appeared to 500 disciples at the same time. There are more than 10 different times we know of recorded in Scripture that Jesus appeared to different groups of people to convince them of the resurrection. And so we're looking at different appearances in that light. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 24, verse 36 this morning and see Jesus' appearance there to the disciples the evening of the first resurrection day. And then hopefully we'll have some time to look at John. Before I look at our text, I like to always encourage you on Friday to think about where you're going to go to church this Sunday. Go somewhere where you know you're going to hear teaching from God's Word and be encouraged by the fellowship with other people who are trying to follow Jesus Christ. Not all Christians are perfect. In fact, none are. But part of God's plan for your life, part of how He wants you to get to know Him and succeed in life and to understand His Word is to do it in a community with other believers, with other followers of Jesus. And so I want to encourage you to do that. If you don't have a church to go to, we invite you to come to Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray. I preach at the 9 o'clock service there, and then I preach in Fairfax at Fairfax First Baptist Church for the 11 o'clock service. If you have any questions about either of those church services, the number to call is 803-943-8237. I'll give that number again in just a moment, but let me remind you that tonight is our big block party at Fairfax First Baptist Church. We're going to have Bounce House. We're going to have video arcade trailer. We're going to have music. We're going to have food. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight. The dinner will be served at 6. We're going to have activities all night long, including a campfire with s'mores. We're launching our registration period for our summer camp, Camp Impact. 5 weeks of camp with music, art, reading, sports, cooking, all kinds of different extracurricular activities. We had a great time last summer. I'm really looking forward to making it even better for kids this summer. We're going to go over some of the core truths also of how to live a successful life according to God's plan and will for your life with the kids. And it's very inexpensive, just $30 for a child for the entire summer. And we would love to have you register. We'd love to have you have fun with us tonight at the block party. It's at Fairfax First Baptist Church starting at 5 o'clock. If you need information about that, the number to call or about church services, that number again is 943-8237. Well, let's start off in Luke chapter 24. Luke 24, verse 36 says, while they were still talking about this, meaning the empty tomb, and Jesus talking with and meeting with the women and two other disciples, while they're still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. So 10 of the 12 apostles are there. Some of the women are there. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus are there. And it says, they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. So he says, look at me. Then he says, touch me. You can see that it's me. You can see, he says, in verse 40, it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, meaning the signs of the crucifixion. You can see, I'm the one who was crucified on the cross. He is convincing them. He thinks, well, maybe they think I'm a ghost because they know I was dead and buried. Well, I'm not a ghost. I have flesh and bones. The body of Jesus that was buried in the grave, in the tomb, came out alive and came and was among the disciples. It says in verse 41, while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement. Okay, so it's not because of their lack of faith, but they still didn't believe it because they were so full of joy and amazement. And it says he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. That's interesting. You know, he eats in front of them to say, you know, you're still doubting, you're still trying to figure out if there's a way that I'm some kind of ghost or some kind of spirit form. give me something to eat. And then verse 44, it says, he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
This is the ultimate I told you so. You know, Jesus basically gets to say, you know, I told you this. I predicted I would be crucified and rise on the third day, or I shouldn't even use the word predicted. Jesus taught them he would be crucified and risen on the third day. The scriptures for hundreds of years had taught them that Jesus would be crucified and raised on the third day. And so Jesus is able to say, I told you so, both in his earthly ministry and through the scriptures, which were inspired by God, which have Jesus behind them. Jesus was involved in the writing of scriptures. He says, I told you so. This is the most joyful, greatest I told you so in human history. He is giving convincing evidence now from the scriptures. It says, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And so he shows them from the Bible where it says that the Messiah would die and then rise on the third day. He's giving convincing evidence of the resurrection. Now let's go over and look at John chapter 21. There, Jesus appears much later. This is in Galilee. Originally, Jesus said, tell my disciples to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Well, the disciples were still confused, so Jesus appears to them one Sunday and then the following Sunday in Jerusalem. But later, he appears to them in Galilee. And it says there, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. They're out fishing. And it says he called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Now, I think there's a double miracle going on. First, Jesus was preventing them from catching anything. Then he causes them to, in a moment, catch everything. And Jesus is trying to help them see, that it is him. He's reminding them of an earlier miracle he did when they first started following him, when they were fishermen and Jesus first called them to be his disciple. It says in John 21, verse 7, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. And they have breakfast together. Jesus eats with them again. Jesus is making all of these appearances and doing these things to convince them that it's really true. Jesus really rose from the dead. Well, after that appearance, it seems that Jesus also, according to Acts, appeared to James. And then he appears to the disciples again in Jerusalem just before his ascension. He ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, just across from where the temple stood. And it says that the disciples in Acts chapter 1, they're looking intently up into the sky as he was going when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. This is perhaps the same two men that announced Jesus' resurrection. And verse 11 says, men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And so this is not the last of Jesus' resurrection appearances. Jesus made many different appearances over 40 days, giving many convincing proofs that he was alive. But one day Jesus is going to come back the same way that the disciples saw him go into heaven. He's going to return. I believe he will return in Jerusalem, and every eye will see him, those of us who are believers will join with him to greet him as he comes in the sky. So we look forward to those days. If you have any questions about anything from the show, the number one more time is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.